Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
That's Tavinia.
That's Maggie.
So I usually here I would say we're a mess, but let me tell you why we're a mess. We've actually recorded this episode before, but I'm a dumbass. I'm a total dumbass and forgot to download it off of Skype, so we have to re-record it.
Meh. Who cares? This gives us a chance.
Just stay down.
This gives us a chance to say better answers. So, although I don't remember what I said the first time, so who knows? But yeah, we're the Cadawamplas. Maybe we should say that too.
Oh yeah, hey.
So yeah, in this episode, we had looked up a bunch of like typical travel questions and stuff like that, and then also ones that people just ask us all the time, and we're just gonna answer them. Yeah. And yeah, and you can just like follow along. Obviously, we can't hear what you're saying, but just, you know, follow along too.
And we really want you to like answer, like pick your favorite one that we answer and like comment and leave us your answer.
Yes. I want you to think of this as like Dora the Explorer when she asks you a question and then pauses for like a million years and you're like, Dora, speed it up. We're not going to pause that long, but you get the...
And we won't like stare creepily into your soul.
She has dead eyes when she does that.
No emotion.
Terrifies me sometimes. Like, damn, Dora, what you been like, through?
She's seen some shit, man. All right, look.
Boots fucked me up.
They were in the trees.
Jesus. Hold on, Swiper, no Swiper.
Fucking Nom flashbacks, Jesus. God. Okay, we're not going to do that, though.
No, we're not. So do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Okay, so we're going to start off with quite possibly the most stereotypical question we could possibly ask. If you had $1 million, where would you go? Wait, did you mean I'm going first as in I'm answering first?
Did you want to ask the question first?
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, so now it's your turn. You answer. If you had $1 million, where would you go?
And I always mispronounce the place. Cappadocia?
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that out loud, so you can say whatever you want, and I'd believe you.
Cappadocia, it's in Turkey. And they have a hot air balloon festival every... Honestly, I don't think it's like an annual thing. I think they just do it often. I don't know. But they have this thing, and there's, like, a butt ton of hot air balloons. And first off, let's just back up a little bit. If you don't know me, I am very excitable. And so I could have a moment where I'm just sitting there very quietly, and then something exciting, something that sparks joy, as Marie Kondo would say, will pop in my... Is it Kondo? It is Kondo.
Yeah.
Will pop in my head, and then it's like a... Rah! And, like, I just get very excited, and, like, my heart rate just picks up as fast as that. And hot air balloons do that to me.
I think you talked about it in a previous episode about how you, like, scared the shit out of a Walgreens cashier because there was a hot air balloon coming down across the street.
Which, I don't know, did I say that then or in this episode that we lost?
No, I'm pretty sure it's in one of the first episodes that we ever posted.
Oh, okay. So then, yes, you all know that how much I love hot air balloons. And so, I would use that money to like do it big and like, you know, stay in a really cool place where I can see all the balloons and then also obviously be in the balloons and hire a, like a private medic because I am very worried that my heart stopped multiple times. And so I would just need someone there who's like, oh God, not again, clear. And like, just bring me back.
He just carries a defibrillator around just for you. Like it's got your name on it.
Pretty much. Yep.
That's... Right, isn't that what that thing is called, right? The defibrillator.
Yeah, defibrillator.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I would spend my $1 million on. I mean, I don't imagine it would take $1 million to do all that. Then again, I feel like a private medic might cost a bit, but That's number one place. If I had some like change left over, we'll just get in a hot air balloon and see where it takes me.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm opening my bucket list to see. Okay. Can this $1 million only be spent on the trip, or can it be spent on some like preemptive things before the trip?
I feel like it's whatever you want it to be, man.
Excellent. The world is my oyster. Okay. So I really want to get my pilot's license. I think that would be the coolest thing ever. Like, I would actually love to be a pilot, like, for a career, but I just don't think it's in the cards for me because it's very, very expensive to be, like, a commercial pilot. Also, I have tattoos, and I'm pretty sure you can't. I know you can't be a flight attendant with tattoos. I don't think you can be a pilot either. Anyway, so I would spend some of my $1 million on getting my private pilot's license, and then I would buy an airplane, and then I would fly myself to wherever I'm going, which I actually am unsure what my final answer is here. Yeah, because, like, the stuff on my bucket list is, like, cool, but it's not really any, like, hard-hitting trips that would be really expensive. I would want to go back to Ireland, that's for sure.
So I just Googled it, and Quora says you can definitely be an airline pilot and have tattoos.
Oh, God. So I'm going to quit my job. Oh, also, by the way, there's been, like, a very long delay. So most of the episodes, well, I guess it depends on when we post this one. We pre-recorded a bunch of episodes. So, like, the first, how many do we have? 9? The first 9 episodes were all pre-recorded, and since then I've switched jobs. So I have now moved to Denver, and I live in, like, practically downtown Denver, and I work for the state for the Department of Education. So there are some life changes happening. Don't know why I felt the... because I was saying that I'm going to quit my job and be a pilot now. So bye, CDE. Just kidding. Don't fire me, please. I think I would go to Ireland because of who I am as a person. I would probably go to Iceland too, because I feel like Iceland is one of the countries that's, like, at the top of my bucket list, or, like, at the top of my list of countries to see, but it's so dang expensive. Like, flights are cheap, but then when you get there, it's so fucking expensive. And so I would want, and if I'm going to go, I want to do it right. Like, I want to be able to do, like, a guided Northern Lights tour. I want to be able to hike on a glacier. I think there's, like, some pretty cool whale watching around there. That sounded like whale speak.
It did.
So I want to, like, be able to do all that stuff, and I can't do that on my current budget. So maybe I'd go to Iceland.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
I want to go back to mine. If I had change left over, I would do an unlimited amount of whale watches. Like, just berserk amounts with however much I have left over. For those, I don't know what I've said and what I haven't said, but I worked on Whale Watch one summer, the most random time of my life, but the most awesome. Had nothing to do with my degree. I just went on to internships.com and found this job and moved to Massachusetts and, like, worked on Whale Watch, and it was, like, grueling work sometimes, but also very rewarding. And that was my first time I had ever seen a whale. And so my first day, one, the seas were, like, so freaking choppy. It felt like we were searching for Moby Dick. And I was having the time of my life. My mother's, like, downstairs vomiting, which was comical to me, not so much to her. Yeah. And we spotted a whale. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm working for the people now, but I'm pretty sure I gasped louder than the guest. It was just like, guys, are you seeing this? Like, oh my gosh. And they're just like, don't you work here? And it's like, yeah, chill out. I could be amazed.
Tell them to chill out.
Yeah, chill.
Chill out of my way, Becky. Really,
Becky. That's my boss's name. So that's
of all the typical white names I could pick.
I know, but she's so sweet and I love her. Okay. Are you done with yours?
Yeah, I'm close enough anyway.
Okay.
I got my mind.
Okay. Question number 2. Backpackers or glam packers? Like, would you be a backpacker or a glam packer? And this is a pretty easy one for us.
Yeah, I liked the format that we did last time, though, where we answered it for each other. That was fun.
Yes. So, Maggie would 10,000% be a backpacker. Yep. Hands down.
Yep. I like hostels. And I like cheap stuff. And free walking tours. And I even bring my own granola bars and shit places because I know that I'm not going to have enough money to, like, buy food.
Like, honestly, she says, like, if she had $1 million, she would go to all these places, but she would still pack her own fucking granola bars.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yep.
Because part of it also is, like, I think I've maybe touched briefly on, like, not to bring this question way far down, but I think I've touched briefly on, like, social anxiety before and, like, how my social anxiety presents itself is very bizarre. And I don't, it sounds so stupid coming to my mouth. I don't like to be the first person to walk into a new restaurant. And I realize that this makes no sense, but that's how mental health works. It doesn't make any sense. And so part of it also is like, yes, I'm just poor, but also I don't like to stomach the thought of having to go. Like, I like eating out by myself, but I don't like having to go into them by myself, if that makes sense.
So typically I come barreling in first, like, hey,
yep.
Seat us.
Yeah.
Like that little girl in the video of her dad on the conference call.
My gosh.
And she comes, doo 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 doo.
Got like her crayons in her hand. Like,
God, that's so fucking funny.
Yes, that's Tavinia opening the door for us to go into a restaurant.
Pretty much. I think she was even wearing like a little yellow jacket, so it's definitely me.
Oh, that's funny. And then on the other hand, Tavinia is more of a glam packer, but not in like a snotty rich kid way, but just in a, like, Tavinia would rather stay in a hotel versus a hostel. Like, when she and I travel together, we always struggle with where we're going to stay. We usually have to compromise on an Airbnb because Tavinia likes hotels and I like hostels. And Tavinia likes to treat yourself more often than she do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I said this in the last one. I like to live my life like the Queen Latifah movie, The Last Holiday. I like to live every day. Like, that's not true, not every day. But, like, every time I get the chance to travel, I like to live it like that. And if I had the money to do it, I would 10,000% want to do that. Because, I don't know, I just like the whole, like, sitting in the back, like, in the kitchen with, like, the actual chef. And you get to chat with them and laugh and just be so happy about the amazing food they had, and then just like get to experience some of the craziest spa treatments and things like that, and just have some weird, like, out of body experiences. And just, I don't know. I'm not really that ashamed. I like to be extremely bougie when I travel, but I have to understand that I'm bougieing on a budget, and so
yeah.
I have to take it back a little bit. And so, yeah, typically we have to. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll stay in a hostel. I'm not completely opposed to it, but if I got to choose, it would be. And I'm one of those people that will definitely, even if I'm there for one night, I will unpack all of my shit and put it in the hotel, like, drawers and everything, because I just like to, one, I like to nest, and two, I just like to feel like this is my home that I don't have to clean or take care of, and someone else will come do that. Like, that's just a very exciting idea to me.
Okay, that's fair. Mm. Okay. If you had 1 week left to live, where would you go? And I think let's put the condition on it that you have unlimited money.
Okay, perfect. I think I said this last time too. So, I mean, to be honest, I feel like what I should say is I would spend time with my family, but that's not true.
Okay, let's say that you've gotten all that out of the way. Like, you spent time with your family, you spent time with your friends, and now you have a week left to be selfish.
Okay. First place I'm going to is probably back to Italy, honestly. And I would fucking actually do the gondola ride this time. I'm not gonna lie. I woke up last night at like 3 a.m, like sit up straight type, like exorcist type thing, with the most randomest, I had the biggest guilt about not doing the gondola ride when I was in Italy. I was like, you dumb bitch. You had all the opportunities to do it and you did it. When's the next time you're going to, like, oh my gosh. I was way too riled up for 3 a.m. about something that happened a long time ago.
Almost a year later.
Yes. Ridiculous. But I would probably head back there first. And then, no, there's no end then. I'd probably hang out there the entire time. I would travel all around Italy, and then I would find some type of, like, little, essentially an Italian version of Mamma Mia, like, where she lives. I want that, like, little village-type feeling, and I would just, like, find some abandoned, if you've seen a Mamma Mia 2, you know that that hotel she owns is, like, an abandoned place that she just claimed as her own. And I would find something like that on, like, a vineyard. And then, ideally in my mind, sunflower fields would be located next to it. And I would take a bottle of wine and wander my way out there in, like, a flowy dress. I'm actually really seeing this big time.
Yeah, man, you're really going for it.
I have, like, a nice flowy dress. I'm barefoot. And I'm walking out there with a bottle of wine in one hand. Two bottles. Who are we kidding? I'm about to die. Two bottles of wine in the hand. Walk out to the sunflower fields, and I just have, like, a nice little blanket out there. And I just lay, and I look up at the sky, and I die.
Wow. Do you drink the bottles of wine, or they're just there for decoration?
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking them and all that good stuff. Okay. And then, like, by nighttime, I get to see the stars, and I close my eyes, and I'm dead.
And then you're dead. And then somebody has to come. Some, like, little farmer, like, 3 weeks later, like, stumbles across your body in the field and is like, what?
Maybe, like, before you get into the field, I'll, like, stake a sign. Okay. Stake a sign that says, sorry for what you're about to see. Here's a couple hundred thousand. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Throw them a 50. They'll be fine.
Yeah, really, though. Here's for your counseling that you're going to need.
Okay. Well, so yours ended with dying. So, yeah, I think you're done. Yeah. If I had a week to live, where would I... Why am I not taking the time while you're talking to think about my answers?
Because I'm such a great storyteller.
Just enraptured by your stories.
Too much.
If I had a week to live, where would I go? Okay. I know that nobody sees this coming. I'd go to Ireland.
We should start. Okay, so you know how we have the take a shot every time that fucktard is mentioned? We should have a take a shot every time Maggie says she'll go to Ireland.
Or like, wistfully talks about going back to Ireland. Yeah. People are going to be wasted between, like, mentioning the ex and mentioning Ireland. Just drunk. This is actually, oh my God, maybe that's our new concept, is we're a drinking game podcast.
That'd be awesome.
I actually kind of like that. We should have, like, a drinking game episode.
We should. Although I have personal problems with that, but I would love it.
Okay, we'll address those later. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to stick with my stereotypical answer, but that's, like, honestly where I'm the happiest.
Shot!
Yeah, take a shot. Take, like, 6 or 7 to get you through this next, like, 30 seconds of me talking. Yeah, I don't know. I would probably go... I really loved the Barra Peninsula. So I'd probably go back to the Barra Peninsula, and I would probably even rent the same little cottage that I stayed in when I was there. I stayed in an Airbnb, and it was this, like, cute-ass little white cottage on a gravel road in the middle of nowhere. Ugh, it was so cute. So I'd probably go back there. And then I think I would probably either want to die on Healy Pass. Yeah, I think I want to die on Healy Pass. But then I want you to cremate me and spread my ashes, like, partly at the Cliffs of Moher, partly, like, you're going to have to divide me into, like, lots of little baggies. Partly on the Cliffs of Moher, partly on Healy Pass, partly in our apartment, not just, like, outside the apartment. You have to, like, go inside and, like, sprinkle my, maybe, like, under my bed or something.
Done.
Also, just I would
barrel,
like,
my way in.
Yeah, I would also like a few pieces of me to, like, somehow make their way into Adam's home, just as, like, my final revenge. So if you can make that happen, that'd be great. Also, while you're in the apartment, can you steal my Jameson glasses? Because I still really regret that I forgot those.
Yeah.
So bummed.
Maybe we should, like, sprinkle you on his toothbrush?
Yes. I was going to say, like, put me in his salt shaker, but I think I like the toothbrush better.
I wish he was a woman and had, like, menses, because then we could sprinkle him on a tampon.
That might kill him.
And the problem is...
We're good with that. I have no hang-ups here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my answer. I'd be in Ireland.
Shot.
No, they already took 6 to make up for it.
Stop saying it. It's like you want them to die. Okay. What if you could change one thing about the world? What would it be? Oof. Which...
Well, this is coming hot, like, off the heels of the State of the Union address last night. We're recording this in early February of 2019, which I didn't watch because I don't have cable, but I get the impression that it was the clusterfuck that we all think it... Clusterfuck that we all knew it would be.
No.
So I would get rid of Trump, for one. I also have this theory... that, and hear me out, because I know that this starts out, like, extremely, like, hippy-dippy. I really truly think that we could have, like, practically world peace, if not very close to world peace, if people would just travel more. Like, if travel was free. Because I think, like, I look back at my high school experience, and I grew up in a very, very small town in central Missouri. I went to a very small high school. It was predominantly white. Like, I think there were literally 2 black kids in the entire high school. And that was it. Like, there were no other, like, people of color at all. And, like, I grew up thinking that, like, I just shudder when I think back at, like, the things I would say and do in high school. Just in regards to, like, other cultures and just other people in general. People who were different from me, that looked different than me. And then, like, I got to college, and, like, that was a little bit of traveling just because it was outside of my state and it was more diverse. And then when I studied abroad and saw Austria, and then moving to Ireland, and then just all, like, the traveling that we've done in the meantime, like, you just, it opens your eyes so much to, like, how many different kinds of people there are in the world. And you realize, like, your struggles are not their struggles. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times people try to, like, invalidate other people's opinions because, or invalidate other people's feelings because they've never had that happen. So, like, Tavinia and I are both in a Facebook group called Girls Love Travel, and it's literally, like, I think 250,000 women in this group. And people just post about, like, their travel experiences or whatever. A lot of times women of color will post in there and they'll say, I was in whatever country and, like, I didn't like it because I experienced a lot of racism and stuff like that. And then it never fails that it turns into this, like, clusterfuck of a thread, because white women will be commenting on it and be like, well, I didn't experience anything bad there, so, like, you must be being dramatic. I have gone so far away from what this question is, but how the fuck did I get here? Now I just got myself worked up and I don't know why. Oh my god. So the point is that a lot of times people invalidate other people's feelings because they've never experienced it themselves. But just because you've never experienced it doesn't mean that it's not real for them. And so I feel like that also is where a lot of the world's problems stem from, is that, like, you know, oh, well, we don't want to accept refugees. Well, yeah, but if you knew their situation, if the tables were turned, you would absolutely want to be accepting refugees because you'd understand, like, how shitty their situation is and, like, what they're escaping. So I feel like if travel was free and it was easier and more accessible for people, and we could more easily go and learn about other cultures and see other people's situations, that we would all have a lot more empathy for people. Period.
Damn.
Sorry.
I mean, no, it's good. I have, like, 3 parts to mine, so I can't really say anything about yours. The first one, it's going off of yours. I would agree about people needing to travel more, but not just traveling, doing service work in different countries. Yeah. Not necessarily, like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. And not necessarily faith-based traveling, service work. I think,
Do it.
Yeah, here it is. I have nothing against that kind of work. But I think there's something about you, and of course, wherever you go, like, you carry your faith with you, but there's something about you doing that on your own and doing service work and you doing it in a, as a group, and a group coming as known for that and doing that work. There's a major difference that comes from that, I feel like. So I feel like doing some type of service work in a different country with zero intention of imposing is not the right word I'm looking for.
No, it is.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, well, I'm complicated about this.
Yeah, with zero intention of like imposing on other people. If that
like
makes sense.
For example, yeah, because I feel like a lot of times people have like mission trips and they go to like India or whatever, and their whole goal is like, yeah, they're doing service work, but then there's also this underlying message of like spreading Christianity. They have their own religion, like they're fine.
Now, it's one thing if you're having a conversation. I
yeah.
That. So like one of our leadership trips we did, you know. One of, not really a chaperone, we were all adults, but one of, like, our adult people that went is also, like, very big in, like, the religion aspect of our college, and it was, like, a, just a conversation. There was no, I'm trying to teach you this almost in the way of this is right. It was a, let me learn from you, and if you want, do you want to learn something from me type of thing, you know? Like, I like that very much, and that makes, but when you go, especially to like places just riddled with poverty, like, and you take this and you're like, I don't know, sometimes teaching becomes preaching and preaching is not always necessary. Yeah. And, but yes, yeah, so that's part one. Part two, here's where I'm going to be very just conflicting. So I, for one, believe that everybody can change. I think that people develop and grow. It's just the environment they put in. They're put in. So like you and like where you how you were raised and things like that. Unless you're just doing the best hat trick ever, I feel like you've probably become a very different person than who you were. And so I truly believe that people can change in the right environment. But at the same time, I've kind of lost hope for this world. So, you know, I would love to say I want to get rid of Trump, but honestly, Trump is only inciting things that have always been here.
Yeah.
And I can't make that go away necessarily. Like, and then also, I think we as people, all of us, have something inside of us that, like, we can, let's say we got rid of racism, right? We got rid of all the terrible things, blah, 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 and we're back at a baseline. Somehow, I feel like we'll find a way to get back to this point that we're at right now, because something within us has to always get there. So I think I said this last time, I just really hope there's some aliens out there watching us and like we're some big experiment. Yep. And then they'll just wipe us out and then they'll be like, okay, we learned from it. Here's the better operation number 562. And like, then they like run that one. And like, that's really my hope for the world. I am content knowing that I am a part of an experiment.
Yeah.
That's going to hopefully lead to a better something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Dims my answers.
Okay. Okay. I am going to go rogue off the list that we have in front of us. And I Googled some more questions. So I saw somebody posting about this in that Girls Love Travel Facebook group earlier today. And they were talking about their most embarrassing travel moments. What's your most embarrassing travel moment?
I don't know, because most of my embarrassing moments, I'm not traveling. I'm just living my life.
Yeah, that's true. I farted myself awake in a hostel once.
Actually,
no. And I hate that I just said that on our podcast, but like...
And that actually just made me think of mine. So, and I wasn't even like traveling out of the country, but it haunts me all the time. And my friend Taylor, she brought it up this past weekend. And I was like, how dare you? I just got that thought in the back of my mind, so I never have to think about it again. And here you come bringing it forward. So we were on. So one of my biggest fears is more than two people, even two people scares me, having just one bathroom, because one, you could have stomach problems or things like that. or something had happened, and that just more, oh my God, just thinking about it makes me like, bleh. And we went on a leadership trip, and we were staying in a church, and there was one bathroom downstairs, and I had to like do number two terribly, and the toilet clogged up.
Oh no.
The plunger didn't work.
Of course.
And the water kept rising, and I was like, no, no. And I had to literally get the director of the team, who had to come put her elbows deep into my shit.
No.
To
make it.
I am. Oh, God.
Wait, where was this?
It was in Hutch.
Oh, had I left already? I had to leave that trip early. Oh, my God. But it's not like you told people about it either, so it might have happened while I was there and you just didn't tell anyone.
I didn't tell anyone except for now, but...
Yeah, now, like... Only well, I would like to say hundreds of people, but realistically, like, it's like four.
I told Taylor because I was hoping she could help me, and then we realized neither one of us could do anything. And I was like, oh, God, we have to tell the director. And, like... Oh, God. Yep.
Did you know? And it's too late now, but for future reference, if you pour... Like, if you boil water, like, a whole pot of water... And, like, wait for it to, like, cool off, like, slightly, but you still want it to be, like, super, super hot. And dump it into, like, just directly into the bowl of a clogged toilet. It'll unclog it.
Yes.
You did.
But once again, I was in a church.
Yeah, there was that kitchen, though.
I don't think I could have left that toilet unattended. I had to go in there while I'm boiling fucking water. And it was, like, at 10 at night.
Boiling shit water.
Boiling shit water at 10 at night. And they're like, what you doing? Don't worry about it. Go back to bed, please. Just
boiling some water.
Yeah, no. We went on a family vacation somewhere once. And at the resort we were at, all the water got cut out. And my aunt was like, oh, don't worry about it. We can use the restroom. She was like, up boiling water all day. We're like, okay. So so it actually works also when the water is turned off. It forces the toilet to flush.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Moving right along. Why do both of our embarrassing travel stories involve our asses?
I don't know, but I'm just sitting here a little dumb now, so.
Okay, well, next question. It's your turn.
I'm going to skip that one because it's very obvious for everybody. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to go straight to G.
You could do F. It was going to be different. Well, I mean, I was going to start with the typical, but then.
With E or F?
F.
Okay. What is your favorite place you've visited?
Everybody take a shot. Ireland. But.
What?
I feel. No, I said I'm going to start with the obvious. I feel like. Okay. So, do other people. I was thinking about this the other day. You know when you, like, if you ever visit a place multiple times. And you look back on the times that you visited and like each one has like a different feeling or like even like a different aura. Like I know that I sound crazy, but I think about like the first time I visited Ireland and like seeing it with like literally brand new eyes. And like it was so I liked Ireland, but I didn't fall like madly in love with it the first time I visited like I did in subsequent visits. And so, like, the first time I visited has this aura of, like, just being, like, overwhelmed, and it was Easter, and so I was really missing my family, and I was traveling with my roommate from Austria, and, like, really my whole study abroad experience was, like, my first soiree into travel, so, like, I wasn't that familiar with it, and so it was just, like, very overwhelming and confusing. So I remember being, like, borderline scared in Ireland just because it was just overwhelming. And then, like, the second time I visited was with the leadership team. And that has, like, a totally different vibe, like, aura to it because I was in charge of transportation. So I was responsible for getting these 32 people from place to place and, like, crossing streets safely, which we did not do very well. And things like – so, like, that has a different vibe. And then, like, I think of, like, the vibe that it had when I first landed, knowing that I was moving there for a year. And, like, that's totally different. And that final one is the one that I would – consider my favorite time that I visited Ireland was like literally landing knowing that like I did it, I'm moving here, this is so exciting. I cried, of course. So that
Then behind that is Salzburg, because I studied abroad there, so I'm not going to touch on that too long. But then with those two out of the way, I really loved Barcelona. I loved Croatia. Yeah. I feel like there's a third that's like somewhat up there. Oh, I really loved Poland. I really, really liked Poland a lot. So I'm gonna give myself a top three there.
I, of course, wasn't thinking as you were talking.
Me?
I don't even remember what the question was, and I said it.
Sorry, I went, because it's because I went off the fucking deep end, as per usual. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite place you visited?
Oh. Okay, mm-hmm. This is going to be so ridiculous, because I could think of, like, I should say way bigger and better places, but I'm trying to think of the place that, like, brought me the most joy. It's the sunflower field in Kansas.
Oh my god.
That, honestly, so sunflowers mean everything to me, and I don't have a really good reason why. I could give you some half-assed reasons, but it wouldn't fully capture what sunflowers mean to me, because I don't even fully understand what they mean to me, but they mean everything to me. And I am, like, really fucking stupid, actually. And I moved to Kansas to go to college, having zero idea that it's the sunflower state, and that sunflowers grew there. And I think someone happened to, like, casually mention that sunflowers, like, grew there, and I was like, really? That's interesting. And then later on, someone mentioned to me that there was, like, a field not too far from the college, and I was like, what the fuck? And so I drove there, thinking, like, no, they got it wrong. Like, it surely wouldn't be here. Because, like, when I usually see pictures beforehand, it's, like, out in, like, rural areas or, like, something like that. And it's, like, in between these two hotels. And I just, like, pulled over and I saw it and I instantly started crying. And just, like, hopped out of the car. I don't think I was even driving, thank God. Because the car wasn't even parked and I was out of it. And I was just in the field and I was so freaking happy because they just bring me so much joy. And I actually ended up calling Maggie that day, actually I think while I was in the field, because I wanted her to come take photos of me in them, because I was just so freaking happy. And I don't know if it's because of the sunflower field, and that was my first experience actually getting to be amongst them, but, or because I had, like, a good college experience. But something about Kansas in general, I have come to realize after going back this past weekend, will always be my happy place. When I cross over into Kansas lines, I am, like, my soul feels really good. Like, I just feel like someone's, like, welcome home, you know, like, and I'm just being kind of, like, held and welcomed back. And then, honestly, I have seen some gorgeous, gorgeous sunsets and Italy and Ireland and all these places, and I don't think anything beats a Kansas sunset for me, especially over a sunflower field. Dear God, it's like you want me to die right then and there. So I didn't really visit Kansas, I lived there, but that's gonna have to be my favorite, because it brought, and it still continues when I think about it, to bring me the most joy. I, of course, and I don't think it was crazy that you were saying that different places, no matter how many times you go, bring different, like, auras and stuff like that. You know, there's different places I've been, and there's at least specific moments in certain places that are just, like, joy. But that would probably be my top one.
I'm going to revisit mine, because I'm fucking extra, and say that, as far as, like, the most joy is concerned, without a doubt, it was Christmas Eve in Salzburg when me and Tavinia were there. And actually, it was not fun at all for Tavinia, because she got sick and had to leave church. Yeah. But we went to midnight mass at the cathedral in Salzburg. And I came out of mass and, like, the bells, I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast before, if it was on this episode and then it got deleted. But came out of midnight mass, the bells were ringing. It's like
I'm sure people thought I was crazy because I literally just stood there and was like staring up at the bells and was like recording it on my GoPro so that I could remember it forever and was just crying, just like bawling in the middle of Salzburg by myself on Christmas Eve. It was just like the fucking best moment ever. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could travel the world with anyone, who would it be? I remember we struggled so much with this question last time.
Really did. I think we like opened it up to famous people.
Yeah, we did.
And so mine was Adele. I would say you, but been there, done that.
Old news.
Old news. Definitely Adele. Oh my gosh. But, and I think I said this last time. I like how I keep saying I said this last time, like y'all knew what I said
right,
last
like
time.
Right, like people know. Yeah.
Didn't. So, I would just be very nervous that I would be way too fangirlish, and I feel like Adele is such a, like, a chill person that she'd be like, all right, dude, like, take it down a million notches. And so I would hope that I don't let that get in the way and I could just be a human being and travel with her because I feel like it would be fucking amazing. Like, I don't – oh, my God. To just be in her presence. But see, now, see how I'm getting excited? Like, that's what's going to scare her off. So I need to learn how to work on that. But – if I could get past all of that, I would definitely say Adele because just like her voice, I don't know. I know we all like to pretend like we know famous people because we read about them in magazines and stuff like that. And I'm not going to say I know everything about her because I don't, but something in the way she sings and the songs she sings, it's just like, you're cool as fuck. And I know it. I don't have to actually know you, but I know you are. And I know that your soul is beautiful. And I feel like we would be pretty cool together. So, yeah.
I'm trying to come up with, like, a theme song for the two of you. Like, Tavinia and Adele, traveling the world. But then I realized that it would make more sense if Adele did that for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to somewhat piggyback and say that Sam Smith is my, like, Adele. Where, like, oh, my God, he can... Well, he could do wrong. But basically, he can do no wrong. Like, I fucking love him so much. So I would want to travel with Sam Smith. Plus, I just think he's fucking fantastic. Like, I feel like he would be so much fun to hang out with. So Sam Smith. But I think Michelle Obama would be really fun to travel with. Like, let's just assume that whoever we travel with, they don't, like, people aren't going to recognize them. Like, we're not going to get mobbed by fans everywhere we go. Yes. Nor would we get, like, insults hurled at us, like if it was me and Michelle Obama, like people who don't like her, like we wouldn't. Which, like, are there people who don't like her? Because that's all I have to say about that. So, but assuming that like the Secret Service doesn't have to come and all that good stuff, I feel like Michelle Obama would be like the fucking chillest person ever to travel with.
Did you see the article about she like snuck out of the White House the day that the night that gay marriage was legalized to go celebrate?
No, that's awesome. Oh,
I think it's
God.
In her book.
Which I think I'm on chapter 4. Okay. So maybe I just haven't gotten there yet. That's fucking awesome. See, I knew it. I knew she was cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to borrow it from my mom when she's done. I want to add to mine.
So good.
Because you kind of said two people and I would like to add another person to mine.
Okay.
And this is so random and I know how creepy it's going to sound, but bear with me because I will explain myself. Tabitha Rossbroy and Winfield.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I've met her once and it was for 2 seconds. She was in a car. She just like said hello to be nice. And that's the only time I've ever actually been in her presence. That's not true. I was at her wedding, but we did not speak there. Other than that, we've had no conversations ever, but I'm friends with her on Facebook and I think on Instagram too. Maybe a few other places, but I pretty much stalk her. But something about her too, just like Adele, or it's a little creepy because I could actually get to know her, but I haven't, and I need to. But something about her I feel like would be so amazing. And just like everything she does is such goodness and like honesty and what is the like, there's one word I'm looking for that I feel like will perfectly... Mm. I can't think of it right now, but something just about her that I'm like, you would be amazing to travel with. You'd just be amazing to do life with. And Tim is incredibly lucky. Like, because you are an awesome human being and I would love to travel the world with you.
That's true. She is pretty awesome. She was a Bilderbrand camp mentor one summer that I was.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Where were you? I don't know where you were.
I don't either.
You must have. I think you had just graduated, maybe. Eh. That would make sense. So you like didn't do it. Anyway, yeah, she's awesome. She's really funny.
Oh my god.
Okay, calm down.
Just gonna push past my jealousy and.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Where'd the question just go that I was just gonna ask? Damn it.
Yeah. Like what time?
Oh. We've still got about 15 minutes.
Okay.
What is your, let's just go with in general, what was your scariest travel moment?
Ooh. I have two, but I don't know which one was scarier.
Which one would make your mom scared?
More scared? There's a lot of things that would make my mother scared.
Okay, I mean, like, between the two stories. I feel like that's the true mark of a scary story is if your mom gets scared.
That's true. Okay, probably this one. And then after a while, I realized it was fine. It wasn't too scary. So it was like very, very scary, like intensely scary for a solid 15 minutes and then it was over. I was in Germany. I was living in London for a summer. And one of my friends who was also doing like an internship there, she has dual citizenship. And so she's both a U.S. citizen and also has a German passport. And so we went to go visit her grandfather in Germany. And like her sister was already there and one of her best friends was there too. And so we met up with them and we went out one night in this like little town and we were just drinking like crazy. Like some of her like old friends she knows was there and they just kept buying everybody drinks. I was like, whatever. And we took the train to get around and, it was like really, really, really fucking late. And it was just the four of us, four females, and we were all very, very drunk. And we got off the train at the wrong stop.
Oh.
And it's dark and we are in a sketchy looking area. It's just very terrifying. And like, I am so thankful that number one, the two of them both like spoke and can read German because that helped immensely. But like, it was very, very scary for a bit because then we had to wait for the next train and like it didn't come for a while. And like we thought for a bit that maybe the trains were like done running for the night and we're like, where the fuck are we? And it was just very, very scary. And then thankfully a train, no, that's not even true. I think we ended up having to call a cab because the trains did stop and we had to call a cab and the cab took us and all that stuff. But it was very, very scary for a while. And it was one of those moments where I think about the, and I hate to say it because I don't want people to ever think that this is like, I don't want people to stick to this, but it makes me think of the scary sides of traveling sometimes of like, if I didn't have them and it's so late at night and I'm like kind of impaired and like, don't know where I am and trying to figure out my way back. Like that scares me a lot, but I mean, it ended up working out in the end, so.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, and it's funny, well, it's not funny, but, like, I feel like in those kind of situations, we all, like, completely panic. But I feel like, and I'm about to sound so fucking old, in this day and age, we don't think about the fact that, like, yes, your phone is in your hand, and, like, you don't have an international plan, and it would be expensive as fuck. But, like, so for anybody who, like, maybe heard that story and is like, oh, God, like, that could happen to me, too. I mean, you can make a call. It'll be fucking expensive. But, like, you could call somebody or, like, call a cab if you needed to or whatever.
Yeah.
My story is very similar to that. And having been in that situation, that is 10,000%, like, the last thing to cross your mind. But, yeah, I always forget about the fact that, like, hey. You literally have a computer in your pocket. You can figure it out.
Yeah.
And God, that cat.
Yep. Oh, God, he brought his toy mouse. And I think at that point, all but one of our phones were dead.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, so then you're screwed. Yeah. Everybody just panic. Everything's on fire.
Yep. Pretty much. But we survived, right?
Yeah, we're still alive. Don't worry, Mom. I feel like my story is very similar to that because I was in Croatia with three friends. And on the way to Croatia, this was when I was studying abroad in Austria. On the way to Croatia, we had booked train tickets, but when we went to go get on the train, they were like, oh, the tracks are like being fixed. And so you actually have to take a bus. And we were like, what the fuck? And they were like, well, I mean, like your train ticket will like get you on the bus. Like this is just like the interim service or whatever. I think that's the wrong use of that word, but whatever. This is just what you have to do like in the meantime. We were like, okay. So we get on the bus, make it to Croatia. Cool. Have a fantastic trip. So when it comes time to leave, we just assumed that the tracks were still being repaired and that we needed to get on the bus. So we didn't even go to the train station. We just went straight to the bus station and there was a bus that was leaving bound for the same destination that left at the same time as like our train was supposed to leave. So we figured like we're in the right place. When you get on the bus in Croatia, they apparently don't check your ticket like when you get on. Cause like when we got on the bus, there was no driver or anything, but there were like other people on the bus. So we just went to like to the back of the bus and like got comfortable and put our stuff up and whatever. And the bus pulls away and we're going, and we'd probably been on the road for like probably close to an hour, if not more. By this time, it's now dark outside and we are literally in the middle of nowhere, like middle of nowhere highway. Like we hadn't seen like lights from a city in a very long time. And this person starts coming around to check tickets, which like, why the fuck are you just now checking tickets? I have some beef with like the Croatian bus system at this point, but whatever. They check our tickets and they're like, this is the wrong ticket. And we were like, no, this is right. They told us that the train tracks were broken. Although this whole time, I don't remember how this initial conversation happened because it was not in English. I think maybe the person spoke just enough English to say like wrong ticket. And that was pretty much it. But then when we were trying to explain, they couldn't understand. So basically all this person knows is that there are these four American girls who have the wrong ticket and like probably think that they're pulling a fast one or whatever, literally told the driver to pull over. So the whole bus is now pulled off to the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, Croatia at night. And they were like literally going to kick us off the bus and just leave us on the side of the road. And we were like, oh my God, like what do we do? And so none of us spoke Croatian. A couple of us spoke like one of us spoke like fluent German. And then like the other two of us spoke like enough German to get by. And like between the four of us, we spoke like somewhat Spanish and like whatever. So we're trying like all these different languages and the bus person like doesn't speak any of these languages. So we can't communicate. Literally, we're like, I've said literally so many times during the story, but we're like pulling our bags down, like out of the overhead, like just accepting our fate that we're completely fucked and we're about to get dumped on the side of the road. And then this Croatian guy woke up. He was sleeping and like he woke up and he, thank God, like translated for us to the person and convinced them to like, so then they just, instead they let us stay on the bus and the bus started going again, but they took all four of our passports and held our passports. And when we got to Dubrovnik or no, Zagreb, when we got to Zagreb, which is where our bus was going so that we could get on the train, they made us run to an ATM and like get cash to buy the bus ticket and bring it back before they would give us our passports back. So like it was fucking terrifying. And then like we're in Zagreb and like we don't know where we are and we're trying to find an ATM, and by this point it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was horrible. And then so that was the scary story. But then so we're at the train station, we're waiting for our train. We had like a couple hours in the train station. We were just sitting on a bench. And then like just to top off the whole shitty experience, some like homeless man comes up and grabs my ass.
Nice.
While I'm sitting, like I was sitting down and he grabbed my ass. It's just like one of those moments where I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That
sounds about right. Checks
just
out.
Nice little honk honk and just a little.
And literally that's like the look on his face. Like the look that you would picture on someone's face if they grab your ass and say honk honk. That's the shit eating grin that he had on his face.
What is both the best and worst travel advice you've ever received?
Wait, like simultaneously it's the best and worst, or two separate pieces of advice?
Two separate pieces of advice.
Okay.
a tough one. Do you have anything in mind?
I have a worst one, but I don't have a best one.
What's your worst?
Don't travel, you're a girl.
Ooh. Ooh, that's some fighting words.
Them is fighting words. Yep.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-huh. Everything in me to not murder that person.
Yeah. I can't pinpoint like a specific, like literal sentence that someone has said to me, but I think that concept of like fear winning over traveling is very prominent. Like when I took my first international solo trip to Copenhagen, and like the reactions that got from some people who were just horrified that I was traveling by myself as a girl. So yeah, I think that's probably somewhere in the realm of mine too. Best travel advice. I feel like the best travel advice I've gotten is so simple, and I haven't even followed it really, is make sure that you're in some of the pictures. Because like everybody has pictures of Tower Bridge in London. Everybody has pictures of Machu Picchu, or okay, well, I don't, but like, you know what I mean? Like you visit those like famous monuments and like you take a few pictures and you call it a day, but like you can get that picture on Google. You can't get a picture of yourself at Machu Picchu or yourself in front of Tower Bridge. And so there's been a few, since we started making vlogs and like since I started taking my GoPro and vlogging the experiences, I've been a lot better about like being in shots, but I still don't really have that many pictures of myself traveling. Mostly just videos. So yeah, that's mine.
Oh, I didn't think you'd think of yours so fast. let's think. I like how I asked the question. I'm completely derailing from the question. So it's not really... Yeah, that's true. It's not travel-based, and it's actually the title of a book, but it's a concept that's supposed to be used throughout your entire life. It's called Wherever You Go, There You Are. And so that kind of idea of, like, being present of where you are. And, I mean, there's so... Oh, gosh. I am so terrible at this of... I can never be in the moment that I'm in. Rarely it happens. When it happens, it's beautiful, and like there have been times that it happens when I'm traveling and it's amazing because I'm like, wow, I'm here. But that'll last for maybe a good 5 minutes tops, and then I'm already thinking about what has to happen next and like what, and it kind of ruins things a lot of times. So like towards the latter end of our Ireland experience, it was okay, what's happening when this visa expires, what are you doing, blah blah blah, like where are you going next, blah blah. And so I feel like I couldn't really enjoy the end of it as much because I have to be planning what's coming next and I can't just be present in that moment. And so I feel like that's just one good advice for life, but also good for travel advice because how often are you going to get to do this and have this experience and like be in this place? So when you're there, wherever you are, just be there.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Thanks.
I wanted a tattoo for the longest time that was going to say, wherever you go, go with all your heart. I've since talked myself out of getting it as a tattoo because I think it's a little too cheesy for me for a tattoo. But as like a life motto, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's true.
But then again, lots of things make a lot of sense, like catch these paws. Chicks before dicks, so you know, like, I don't know, catch flights not feelings.
So I've started saying catch these paws at work to my boss, and she thinks it's the funniest thing. And so anytime like one of the people I work with is like real, not like actually physically work with, but like have to deal with, is like just taking it there, she's like, are they gonna catch those paws? And I love it so much. And then she like wants me to actually do like the hand motions. And I'm like, no,
the hand motions are what like sets it off though, because you can't just like, they're not fists and like, they're not really open palms. They're like
cupped little, cups. They're mitts. Catch these, they're paws. They're paws. Catch these paws. Like,
But yeah, it's like her favorite thing to say now. And I'm like, oh honey. I'm happy it brings you joy.
That's funny.
That was fun. Okay.
That was fun. Well, hope you guys enjoyed it. So, like, we really do want you to pick, like, we're not just trying to, like, solicit comments, but, like, for real, pick your favorite question and answer it, because I always think, like, hearing the answers from people about this kind of stuff is fascinating, especially if you take it to a whole other level, like I tend to do.
Or, on the flip side of that, if you wanted to ask us a question, we are more than welcome, and, like, we'll answer it, honestly. So if you had a question and you're like, ooh, I don't know if I should ask them that, do it.
Dude, I told you that I farted myself awake once. So, like.
Well, I meant, like, if you feel like it might be, if you feel like it might be too personal, but once again, you told someone that you.
Like, there are no such thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will fucking discuss it. And you know what? If I lose friendships over my answers, I lose friendships. So. Yeah. There it is.
There it is. Probably should have weeded you out sooner. That was harsh.
A bit, but, you know.
Okay. Whoa. Straight to 10. Okay.
Well.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, and, yeah.
We'll see you next week, and probably have something a little meatier to discuss next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.